politics and finance collide every day here on Ransom Notes and on our website, townhallfinance.com. Once again, here's townhallfinance.com editor John Ransom.
The great and powerful. This is Ransom Notes, powered by townhallfinance.com and the Wall Street Business Network. Always pleased to have our friend Paul Dykowitz from Eagle Financial. He's editorial director of Eagle and the editor for the Eagle Daily Investor. And you've also written a book, man. You do like everything, don't you, Paul?
Well, I try to get around, and it's been an interesting week. Nonetheless, the book, Holy Smokes, Golden Guidance for Notre Dame's Championship Chaplain. Pleased to do occasional book signings and those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. It's gotten some extra interest with Notre Dame getting into the NCAA tournament. Both the men's and women's team won the ACC championships. Anyways, looking good for the Irish so far, but they've got to face Kentucky if they get to the Elite Eight, so we'll have to see how that works out.
Yeah, and I'll especially be interested to see who, what's-his-name, kisses. Vitaly, Joe Vitaly, see if he kisses somebody inappropriately again. So, hey, let's talk about the stock market. Obviously, the big story everybody's waiting for, Janet Yellen's testimony, basically the word from the Federal Open Market Committee. What do you think is going to happen there?
I don't think the Fed's going to take any action to raise interest rates anytime soon. The economy has too many signals that are suggesting there's some weakness, and that should give all the political cover they need to delay any kind of rate increase.
Right.
So I think what you're going to find is that the Fed will say they're continuing to monitor situations, but they're looking at a number of economic indicators. Some are not looking very favorable. So I think they have plenty of reason to go ahead and hold off on any kind of a rate hike. But the other thing is they'll probably put some language in there to discuss, you know, they're going to keep it in mind for the coming months. And, you know, it's a possibility it'll happen later this year, maybe even this fall.
Yeah. I guess my concern about all this is I think the expectation now is that the Fed's thinking is that things are so robust in the economy that they're going to have to raise interest rates. What if that's not necessarily true? What if we end up with interest rates hikes, even though the economy just isn't that robust?
Well, we talked about it in the past, and I've made the point about how I think the Fed in the last 2 to 3 years has done a very good job of signaling the direction where it's going to head. Mm-hmm. And the real good part about that for us is that if the Fed is planning to make an action or reduce the stimulus package or, you know, pull back on quantitative easing, which is it's done in a very systematic way where it's predictable. And that way you don't have uncertainty in the markets. People might not know exactly what the Fed's going to do, but they've got a pretty good idea. So I think if you read the economic tea leaves and you look at some of the economic indicators that, for example, the number of people that are in the workforce, I mean, it's been dropping. So the Fed does not have people who don't, you know, file these numbers closely.
Right,
they've got
right.
a lot of well-regarded individuals on their staffs. So I have no expectation at all that we're going to see a rate increase discussed in the next meeting that'll have a statement come out tomorrow. And so I'm pretty much, you know, discounting the possibility of that. So if the Fed does that, that'll catch the market by surprise, which is not the way it's been signaling the market for the last 2 to 3 years. So I think people can rest assured that it won't happen tomorrow. But if it does, you'll ask about it next week.
Yeah, I'm not worried about tomorrow. What I'm really looking at is you know, this, they're going to come out with some sort of a statement, and it's going to give likely guidance. Given everything, if the Fed seems a little bit more hawkish than dovish, and they've been more dovish up to this point, how does the market absorb that? I mean, I'm looking at 10-year treasuries that are telling me, you know what, this isn't, you know, the likelihood of an interest rate hike is probably pretty small because the economy is not really performing the way it should.
Well, I think you're reading the tea leaves correctly. I really think the Fed is not going to pull any surprises. I mean, Janet Yellen was you know, given the chairmanship, and people know that her leanings are more dovish in terms of monetary policy, and I don't expect any change in that. So I'd be really surprised if there's anything unexpected that comes out of the meeting tomorrow other than they're monitoring the condition. They'll talk about perhaps mixed economic signals. And I don't think there's a whole lot for the market to be jittery about heading into tomorrow in the statement that we're likely to
see. I don't think that they're jittery about interest rates hikes. I mean, people are talking about it a lot. People are saying that. I mean, I hear people who are saying, kind of like incredibly, like, oh yeah, they're going to raise interest rates. They're getting much more hawkish, and this economy is really rebounding. I guess what I'm worried about is what happens when people in the stock market understand that's not happening. We're not going for a rate hike. This economy is not going very fast and is not going very strong. I mean, is there some point where that begins to matter to the market, or is it just going to be low interest rates forever?
You know, John, my thinking is that people have read and factored in what the economic indicators that they've seen reported so far into the market prices. So I don't think there's going to be any kind of major reaction tomorrow unless there's something a little bit unexpected. So I think it's probably going to be fairly modest. I don't think there's going to be a huge upturn in the market, and I don't think there's going to be a plunge. So my sense would be there's going to be something rational and reasonable announced by the Fed. But it's something you've got to really parse the words and see if there's a direction that they're starting to signal. And again, that's the point I'll bring up yet again. I think they've done a very good job of signaling. So what we'll look for tomorrow are future signals about a change in policy.
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, we're going to have to let you go. We got to go to break. And he is right. I mean, they have thus far, Janet Yellen's done a very, very good job of leading market expectations. We'll see if that continues. Hey, when we get back, what's right with Ransom?